This is KGMI Connects with Joe Tian, a live local show about our community and you on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and KGMI.com.
Well, happy Thursday afternoon to you. It is our Open Lines, Open Ideas program here on KGMI, and we want to hear from you, whatever's on your mind, 360-676-5464. Somebody lighting sheds on fire now. What? Good golly. Well, I guess there's always something going on in this world of ours and in our community. Things we really like and things we're not so happy about. And that's been pretty evident over the last few days. I mean, even not just on a local level, but a national level. I don't know. I look at what the Supreme Court's doing, and it seems like they think every single issue. I mean, if you don't like gridlock, you're not living in the right country these days, because that's where we are now. Everything, I guess, has to be accomplished through the legislative process. I mean, I'm talking Congress, and Congress really can't do anything because it can't agree on anything. So what are we doing here? I mean, why even try? The EPA can't even make environmental decisions now. That just seems a little out there, but that's a decision by the Supreme Court. As far as regulatory, the agency's ability to regulate emissions from power plants and influence how power is generated here in the United States, I mean it's not going to change anything overnight. Things are just going to keep chugging along, and you know, coal is on the way out anyway. And it's kind of sad for a state like West Virginia to try to preserve its coal industry. I think coal is just, it's such old news. I mean, you know, Bob Cratchit was putting a lump of coal into his little heater there in his underneath his desk there in Scrooge's office, just trying to keep warm. But those days are long gone. My mom was telling me when she was a girl that her folks, my grandparents, had a coal-burning furnace, and that her mom, my grandmother, was constantly, this was before my time, but her mother was constantly dusting because of the dust that this furnace would generate and would end up sending through the house. I understand the Supreme Court's job is to look at the Constitution, look at laws or regulations or lawsuits that come before it and decide, okay, constitutional muster. I understand that. But you got to take some consideration of the world we live in, it seems, and the realities of the world and say, okay, because we're obviously turning everything over to the legislature, everything over to Congress to take care of is not going to get anything accomplished. I think we all can agree on that. And I know there are some people who think, oh, that's a great thing. Keep Congress out of everything. Just leave them gridlocked. But then most people eventually come to a point where they complain about the gridlock, and it just seems we're caught in this situation. But what are your thoughts on this and whatever is on your mind? And once again, well, heck, let's get going. John in Ferndale's got some thoughts on the Supreme Court. Hi, John.
Once again, I'm the first one to dip my toe into the pool.
That's all right. That's all right.
Well, it's such a pleasure to hear your voice versus Dennis Prager. Most people don't know. He's been divorced 3 times. So that's something to be grateful for. There's 3 women that don't have to be around him and his droning voice, okay. Like I can talk, right? About the thing is, Joe, the Supreme Court is overreaching. They are going to a theory of law, which I'm no legal expert and never went to college, but the smart people that I watch who have. This kind of overreach and the way that they're basing their laws, people think this is bad, wait till they repeal the Voting Rights Act. And they want to repeal the 20th century, it seems.
Well,
the thing is, you know, they got their opportunity, and part of it, like for me, Joe, is I'm free, right? I have been warning people on our side, the pro-choice side. I'm not pro-abortion. I'm not pro-life. I'm pro none of my business, because it's the right to privacy that whole thing is based on, and that's what they're going after, is your right to privacy. Judge Bork, during his confirmation, said, well, people commit crimes, you know, in the privacy of their own homes, and the government needs to know about that. It's a whole mindset, Joe, of these people aren't, you know, they don't have any morals because they don't go to church, right? Judge Thomas, Clarence Thomas, he, in his upcoming book, says that he and Scalia used to talk about, the woes of the country and, you know, the thing that made them the most angry. And, you know, just imagine this making you angry, is that people spend more time on their smartphones, you know, than they do reading the Constitution, not knowing that you can call documents up on your smartphone and read them off your, you can read the Constitution off your smartphone. You know, they make assumptions, Joe, that, well, all these women out there getting pregnant and stuff, they don't need to have abortions. They need to put an aspirin between their knees and just be celibate or whatever, right? Not realizing there's couples. And this whole thing with complicated pregnancies, another case from Poland who has draconian abortion laws, right? They just lost a woman because she wants the baby. But there's complications that happen. And when the baby dies in the utero, they've got to perform an abortion to get the carcass of the fetus out. Otherwise, it contaminates her with sepsis, and she can't have any more kids, so she leaves a 9-year-old and a grieving husband and a family behind. It's like, look, the government doesn't have the – it's like hitting something. It's like every problem is a nail if all you want to use is a hammer. We need a scalpel to decide. And the thing is, most women –
And you're right.
Before they ever show,
there are many different stories, many different situations, but I guess thanks, John, for your call. I don't necessarily believe that the Supreme Court justices that voted down Roe v. Wade want to ban abortion. That wasn't what they did. They allowed state legislatures to ban it if they see fit, and or to regulate it strictly, or to allow it. And I guess that's what I see as having happened, is they felt that Roe v. Wade went too far in allowing or making abortion the law of the land, the entire nation. Now, then it goes back, and once again, this is another power that they want to put in the hands of legislatures. Most of them, state legislators, legislatures rather, by and large, controlled by one party or the other, as states have become more, you know, one way or another, but, you know, slanted toward one party or the other. And so these laws are either passed in one direction or the other, toward pro-life or pro-choice. So there we have it. Let's go to Rich in Ferndale. Hey, Rich.
How's Joe today?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
Yeah, the Supreme Court's been making a lot of decisions lately. They've been pretty busy, and that's a good thing.
Okay.
And also, like you said, all they did is defederalize abortion as a constitutional right. They say, hey, this isn't a constitutional right. This is up to state. So when you hear the news and get out of my body and don't, you know, it's like they are out of your body. They are allowing each state to.
They are, but then the states are allowed then to regulate women's health and women's bodies and family.
That's not true,
family
Joe. That's
planning.
Not true.
Well, certainly,
no, not true.
They're,
no, they're, not at all.
They're not.
You have a choice to get pregnant, Joe. It's not immaculate conception. It's not magic.
Right.
You have to do an action to get there. The government does not impregnate.
So the
women.
Government then has a right to say, "Don't have sex. Don't do this."
No, the government has the right to say, if the people let the government say it, you do not get to kill the fetus out of convenience. 98% of abortions are convenience. 2% or less are rape and incest. at which case you could still give them up for adoption. This is a moral thing about life and death. It's convenience. Convenience tool, and shame for shame.
It's not convenience. People go in.
100 years ago, you got an abortion because you didn't want the shame of your family knowing you're pregnant out of wedlock. That's where it all started. Because, oh my gosh, my daughter, rich guys, high up person in the community pregnant, and so they got abortion to get rid of it.
Rich, but what I hear is a lot of moralizing and wanting and telling people how they should act, and then
killing is immoral. The first law of all lands on this planet.
I'm not talking about abortion itself. I'm talking about the act that may create, that may bring about a pregnancy. And I mean, this goes back to the point, even the point of contraception. And here's Clarence Thomas saying that the laws allowing access to contraception should be rescinded. And I mean, where is that going?
Years ago, that was true because there was a time where the really strict religious people thought that the egg and the sperm were themselves alive, but they're not because they don't turn into anything except than what they are. But once the sperm meets the egg, it turns into a separate DNA with human qualities after a couple weeks, you know, hearts, lungs, feet, hands, everything. I mean, so yes, it's a moral thing, and I think it's perfectly right for a government to enforce moral codes such as do not murder. It all comes down to what you believe the fetus
is. But it's not considered murder. It's not considered a murder. It's not.
To many people it is.
But it's not. I know, but that's not what the law says, so it's not a murder.
The law now says you get to decide each state. That's what the law now says federally. The states will now decide what they deem is murder and is not. Abortion or not. That's what they're doing.
But they're not saying it's murder. Even the states that are banning it aren't saying it's murder. They're saying it's banned.
Why would they ban it then, Joe? What's the reason?
You have to make the legal distinction. I mean, it's not murder. It's still, it's a banned. It's a banned.
Why do they ban it? Very simple thought.
Well, for a number of reasons, and I think I think a big part of it is imposing this moral code on people.
I love the moral code, Joe. Moral codes are wonderful.
That's fine. That's fine, Rich.
Good and wonderful. Okay. But the first law of every nation on civilized planet Earth is do not kill, and that includes ones that are not born yet, because we were all there once. It's amazing how the left does not see these unborn children as alive. It's barbaric. It's disgusting. And it's a convenience.
I understand. Okay. Let's step back now. That's all right. We can part as friends, but I'll let it stand. Let's go to Russ in Linden. Hi, Russ.
Hi, Joe. I'm going to bring it back to the middle. It's kind of fitting that I went right after John and Rich.
Okay.
Because we had our opposite. Trying to bring it out of the middle. And I'm just saying, we're living in a time where the laws of God and the laws of man are kind of getting farther apart. And some of those that go to church, like myself, we have to just get over it sometimes. You know, the laws of God are going to be a little more strict. I don't like abortion. I would counsel anybody that I have influence over us to not go through an abortion. I adopted three children. So I hate that it exists. But there's some times where it is necessary. And it is a woman and her partner, doctors, that them to get to work out together what the right thing to do is. And we can get over it. The elephant in the room that nobody's talking about is that Planned Parenthood is probably going to benefit greatly from this. They're going to get a lot of fundraising opportunities, just like when there's gun control bills. The gun sales go through the roof. So maybe that's another thing that nobody's mentioned, but Planned Parenthood can start getting a lot of money into their coffers to help with it.
Yeah,
the one thing that I don't like about Planned Parenthood is that they sell abortion. You know, that's their big moneymaker, and they don't let out the other options on the table equal like adoption. And they try to say, it's a brave thing you're doing. Well, it is a brave thing to carry the baby to term and place the baby for adoption too, and that's just not mentioned. But I think we just need to get together and just calm down, and we we don't have to like each other, we don't have to like each other's decisions, but we all have to live together for the better of society and find common ground and just be civil and not be so upset about everything. But now I think it's all going to come back to Trump. Even if he doesn't run, any Republican who runs is going to be either, oh, he's just like Trump, or if he denounces Trump, the far right wing is going to hate him. So it's just, we're kind of in a really weird place, in a dangerous place in our society.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that can't be denied for sure, Russ. But your voice is a welcome voice amidst all the rancor.
Yeah,
thanks,
I do
Russ.
Both plus and minus on both sides, right?
Yeah, exactly. Thanks a lot for your call.
All right.
We got other folks on the line. We'll get right to you here on KGMI Connects. I got to take a quick break. Back in 2 minutes. We'll hear from Bruce, Andy, Jim, and you, 360-676-5464.
Airtech Heating is a premier Lennox dealer, celebrating 3 decades of serving our community as a premier Lennox dealer. They'll install the perfect system that can keep you cool in the summer and warm all winter long. Whether you need maintenance or a new furnace, heat pump, ductless heating system, or a new gas fireplace, you can always count on the experts at Airtech Heating to give you an honest estimate on the best system for your home. Call Cliff and Jeff at AirTech Heating today at 734-5010 and online at airtechheat.net.
Have you heard? Volley, the new pickleball sports center in Bellingham, will be opening soon. It'll be the go-to place for competitive and recreational pickleball, cornhole, darts, shuffleboard, and a state-of-the-art golf simulator. Featuring 8 dedicated pickleball courts in their 24,000-square-foot facility, Volley Bellingham will be the largest pickleball sports center in Washington State. They'll offer pickleball leagues, tournaments, clinics, private lessons, and memberships. Volley's venue is complemented by a huge outdoor patio and sizable mezzanine for maximum fun and entertainment for the whole family. Even though they won't be opening for a few weeks, Volley is currently selling a limited number of founding memberships. As a founding member, you'll be able to play for an hour a day, free, and reserve your court 4 weeks in advance. Volley will be the place to eat, play, and drink. Located at 4190 Cordata Parkway in Bellingham. Don't miss your chance at becoming a founding member. Visit VolleyBellingham.com today. That's V-O-L-L-I Bellingham.com.
Hi, this is Marcia Neal at Vibrant USA asking, are you on Medicare and Medicaid? If so, does your insurance plan offer you benefits like routine vision and hearing, dental coverage? If you want to learn more about plans that offer you these exciting additional benefits, call now and the agents at Vibrant USA can show you what you might be missing. Give us a call at 866-733-5111. Find us on Facebook or visit us at VibrantUSA.com.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Thanks for joining us here on this Thursday, and let's get right back to the phones. Bruce in Bellingham joins us. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Joe. Yeah, good afternoon. Yeah, I would like to comment on the Supreme Court and the denying the use of the so-called cap and trade and having these agencies run the country instead of having Congress make laws that the agencies abide by and enforce. And I'm glad to see that you are happy about the idea that the abortion issue is going back to the states.
Oh, I'm not expressing happiness about it necessarily, but go ahead.
Short-lived happiness then, maybe. I don't know, whatever you say. But anyway, the idea is for Congress to make laws for these agencies to abide by so that somebody is accountable. And the accountability lies with Congress in the making of these laws. Whereas the citizens can vote these people out if they don't agree with them. But the deep state is ingrained.
Yeah, I hear you. They
can do whatever they want.
But when you've got an agency, well, Congress created the EPA and gave it its mission basically, and I think especially these complicated things. I mean, I don't think we should trust the members of Congress. They're all over the map. It's not like they're a bunch of geniuses who know everything about everything and have the knowledge and the skill to understand all these complex issues. That's why we have agencies like the EPA or or others. I mean, you know, why if we're going to have Congress do everything, shouldn't Congress run the military? Why do we need a Pentagon? Why? It sounds absurd, but I mean, if Congress is going to run everything, then nothing's going to get done because they don't really know a whole lot about anything, it seems to me. I don't know. How do you react to that?
Well, I think somebody has to be accountable, and these agencies, they aren't accountable to anybody except their boss. The Congress is accountable to the citizens because we can vote them out. So the accountability is there. It's just that Congress doesn't want to take the action to make laws that for these agencies that they created to live by.
Well, but then you've got yeah, exactly. You've got members of Congress that, I mean, look at Congress. What do they actually, I mean, what sweeping positive legislation do they really enact? I mean, there's something here or there, but it, you know, we don't see anything that's really, you know, going to make a huge difference, especially in a positive way coming out of Congress, it seems to me.
Well, if you don't trust Congress, why would you trust the deep state agency?
That's not. I think we have experts who work in these different fields that I think are worthy of trust because that is what they've studied. That's what they do. They understand the environment and the different aspects of the environment and how it's affected by this activity and that activity. And I think it makes sense that we have regulatory agencies.
Well, I can counter that very easily.
Okay.
If Congress makes laws and we have crime going on, like in these large cities, violent crimes, and nothing's being done about it. Now, this is a function of the states, but still, Congress can step in, and so can Biden, and advise these people to do something about something as simple as, or as you say, the experts say, is crime. It's easily solved.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess that's the world we live in. Is now that regulations are the focus of are a kind of a target of this Supreme Court. We'll probably see more agencies lose their regulatory powers. But thanks, Bruce. Appreciate your thoughts. Let's go to Andy over in East Sound. Hi, Andy.
Hi. Hey, somebody mentioned something about the overreach of the Supreme Court here recently. And I would say I disagree with that. The overreach has taken place many times in the past. These justices, and they're called activist justices, have been denying we the people our right to amend the Constitution. They've been amending the Constitution. Now, prohibition passed in 1919. That was an amendment to the Constitution. Three-quarters of the states to ratify that for it to become part of the Constitution. And what is really amazing to me is about 23, 24 years later, they amended the Constitution again and they repealed prohibition. It's so much better when the people do it than when these rogue justices do this stuff, because it is very specific in the Constitution that anything that is not mentioned in the Constitution goes to the states. The states do that. And that's what Roe v. Wade did. They totally ignored that. They invented this privacy thing. What there's another person inside that woman when she's pregnant. It's another person, and they deprived that person of its rights. Now, if someone is drunk or commit injures or kills a pregnant woman, there are laws that punish the person not only for injuring or killing the woman, but also the baby that was inside of her. So,
right. But once again, I was saying before, that those laws, at least in states now where abortion is legal, those laws relate once again to the intent of the woman, whether or not to bring that pregnancy to term. And once again, it takes two people to create a baby. It's not just a woman who has to avoid getting pregnant. There's a man involved, and that, I guess, is my issue too. Is there's none of these states that are banning this procedure have anything to say about the father or the male who is involved in this and their liability or their responsibility. And I think there's a lot that can these states should be taking a lot more a harder look at this issue than just, okay, we're just going to ban this procedure and that's it.
Done with. The DNA test can hold the father accountable in the courts. They do that. So, but what I'm getting at is these justices are these activist judges. They need to follow the Constitution. And if the people want to amend the Constitution, we can do that. It's been amended, 23, 24 times? I don't know. But anyway, there's been a lot of amendments to the Constitution, and they don't have that authority, and they are not accountable.
All right, Andy. Well, I appreciate that. Okay. All right. Appreciate your thoughts. I'm going to take a break. I got other folks on the line. We got full lines, but we want to hear from you. We'll squeeze in here on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Annuals, perennials, herbs, flowering baskets, vegetables for 4 days only. Friday, July 1st through Monday, July 4th. Cascade Cuts Wholesale Nursery is open to the public and featuring the best prices of the year. Explore 12 greenhouses with a huge selection of over 100,000 plants, including over 50 varieties of annuals, an extensive selection of perennials, close to 100 variety of herbs and vegetables, including lettuce, tomatoes, and peppers. Looking for a fresh hanging basket or two? Cascade Cuts has beautiful baskets with illumination begonias for the shade and scavola or mixed petunias for your sunny locations. Take advantage of wholesale pricing and incredible selection of beautiful flowers this holiday weekend at the 4-day extravaganza and plant sale at Cascade Cuts Wholesale Nursery, located 1/2 mile north of the Bakerview and James Street intersection. Just follow the signs to 632 Montgomery Road. For more info, visit CascadeCuts.com. That's CascadeCuts.com.
The latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
Do warm summer days and nights turn your home into a sauna? Contact West Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical to add AC to your existing system for as little as $110 a month. Visit westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and KGMI.com. We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Thanks for joining us here on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. And Mike in Bellingham joins us. Hi, Mike.
Good afternoon, Joe. Yesterday, you especially you've been running about the crime in Bellingham. And one of the things that I heard on there that was pretty interesting, you guys compared our increased crime rate, that it has gone up, and notably nationwide. It also was a point of contact discussion. But it seems to be minimized because you were saying, well, or not you, as a lady we were with, were saying, well, hey, you know, compared to other places about our size, so it really isn't all that bad. Well, to me, that's kind of minimizing the situation. Just because other cities have a higher crime rate doesn't mean that we should allow ours to increase. And that was kind of minimizing the facts. The facts are that we had a major increase in crime across the board. And just because other cities that our size have similar crime rates doesn't mean that it should be acceptable. You know, there isn't things that we should do to go about it. We should not be minimizing that issue by just blowing it off like by saying, hey, well, you know, it's the way it is. And, of course, there are other issues that are also taking place because of the lack of police force, people not wanting to come in to become a police officer anymore. Who would want to? Under the way that people want to defund the police department, the way that people look at the police and the issues that are going on, would you really and want to be that with your hands being tied the way they are? Who would want that job? You don't get paid a whole lot of money, and they're putting their lives on the line every day they go out. So, first of all, to minimize the crime rate, just because other cities have a similar size, have the crime rate we are experiencing right now, doesn't mean that it's acceptable. We have enjoyed a city and a county with low crime rates over the years because we have had a good police force. We've had good people running in the government that have not put up with the things that we are now allowing to take place every day, and that now the police are having their hands tied. So, you know, it's kind of tough.
All right.
So, I first of all, I don't want to minimize the fact that why should we allow it? It's like sending your kid to school, and because everybody's getting a C average, that's okay for your kid to get a C average, too.
All
no,
right.
I'm sorry, but if my kid is allowed or able to get A, I want him to get an A.
Absolutely, and I'm not disputing what you're saying at all. And that wasn't our intent, was to but I guess the idea, because I think we said in our program too that if you've been the victim of a crime, you know, that's it's 1,000%, you know, it's up, you know, immeasurably that, you know, here I was happy go lucky one day and then I'm a victim of a criminal here and you know, and you're violated. And so statistics are out the window. It doesn't matter. You're a crime victim and it's a huge impact on anybody's life. And crime is up in our community. We did want to point out that, because we talk about this a lot, and it can reach a level of hysteria, or you know, where people get it in their mind that this, you know, afraid to go out of the house and afraid to go and do things and afraid to live their lives, and so we don't. That wasn't our intent with our series to create any kind of fear, but just awareness and for people to and because we do need to take steps to deal with this. And part of that is, I agree, is to have more officers, on the street. I've got nothing but faith and respect for our police departments, our sheriff's department. I think our state patrol, you know, they've shown themselves to be very, you know, just deserving our respect and our admiration and our gratitude. So I think we do need that. We probably need a new jail, that we need more places for people. And these are things that we do need. But, yeah, so I appreciate your thoughts, though, Mike.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Joe.
All right, thanks a lot. Let's go to Jim in Bellingham's been holding on. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Joe. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind here?
Well, I wasn't sure what to talk about on other things, but Dennis Prager was on the end. I listened to the end of his show, and my inkling of what he wants to do in life, which probably is true with a lot of people, most people, he wants the good life, but unlike others, he doesn't want it to be widespread and universal like some of us do. And so part of that, a reason I say it's true, is because if you've ever heard of what was going on in Central America during the 80s, they're very religious people. They're ascetic. But they were poor campesinos, poor laborers, poor peasants. And they had a priest name, I believe his first name was Oscar Romero. And he actually was conservative for a while, or at least for a long time, but then he started getting involved with the preferential option for the poor and liberation theology. Liberation theology just means, you know, we're going to try to enjoy our material lives here on the earth, even though we're still believing in the Catholic God, the Christian God. But he was assassinated, Romero, and, you know, that's what happened. And same thing with Aristide in Haiti. You know, it's just utter poor conditions these people go through. And so I think Dennis Prager likes prosperity for himself. I mean, there's many others like him. But the minute you start organizing, if you're poor and you're in another country of ours, then they really get after you. So okay. I'll just read here from Michael Parenti, too. He just says, capital is produced by labor. You could be as rich as Rockefeller, but you could never build anything with your wealth. You may have noticed that when labor takes off, be it for a weekend, a holiday, or a strike, nothing is produced. Capital is the surplus value created by labor. So we're here. I'm seeing on TV a lot in these talk shows, even other shows, there's a big run on do your own investing on that. And so the conclusion I reach, of course, is that you can't just grow your way into wealth. Otherwise, we'd all be rich by now if you could just save money and put it in the stock market. And we also know what Randi Rhodes, you're probably familiar with her. She used to talk about the 70% of the economy being consumer. And I never really was into that. It sounded like a capitalist type of analysis, but it does mean if you ever do save money and put it away and even have it grow at a modest rate, which is about mostly what you can hope for, you're not spending that money on the economy, and then those businesses are suffering, and then they can't hire more people and so forth. I could go on and on, but I think I'll thank you for letting me talk, and take it away, Joe.
All right. Thanks, Jim. Great to hear from you, and we'll take a quick break. 2 minutes. We'll be back, and we'll hear from Francis and Ken and you, 360-676-5464.
The 4th of July sale is on now at DeWard & Bodie. Get the lowest prices of the season on a huge in-stock inventory of refrigerators, freezers, dishwashers, ranges, laundry sets, and more. Stay ahead of the heat and shop AC units in stock and on sale now. Fire up a brand-new grill this weekend with an unbeatable selection of Traeger and Weber grills. Plus, find a huge selection of mattresses with July 4th savings you won't want to miss. This weekend, get 10% of qualifying purchases back on a DeWard & Bodie gift card, or take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 24 months on appliances and up to 60 months on mattresses. That's right, keep your cash and pay 0% in interest for up to 2 full years on select appliances and up to 5 full years on mattresses. Don't miss the 4th of July sale, the lowest prices of the season, huge rebates, and special financing only at DeWard & Bodie in Bellingham, Burlington, and online at DeWardandBodie.com. DeWard & Bodie, your local family-owned appliance and mattress retailer since 1946. Financing OAC offer qualifications apply. Dewey Griffin Subaru is driven by one simple concept. If we all give a little, we'll all have a lot. Kindness, care, and safety have never been more important. That's why Subaru and the team at Dewey Griffin are doing their part to keep you and your loved ones safe while driving. Need a new Subaru? Stop by Dewey and learn about special ordering locally to get all the options you want and supporting a dealership that supports our community. Dewey Griffin Subaru. Community-minded, community-driven, and the only Subaru-certified tire and service center in the county.
Hi, this is Marcia Neal at Vibrant USA asking, are you on Medicare and Medicaid? If so, does your insurance plan offer you benefits like routine vision and hearing, dental coverage? If you want to learn more about plans that offer you these exciting additional benefits, call now, and the agents at Vibrant USA can show you what you might be missing. Give us a call at 866-733-5111, find us on Facebook, or visit us at vibrantusa.com.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
Thanks for joining us here on this Thursday. Let's go to Ken in Custer. Hi, Ken.
Oh, darn. I was going to be following Fran. I might have known her.
Well, I can put you on hold.
No, that's all right.
All right. Did,
hey, what do you do? Anyway, I think, you know, on the part of the Supreme Court rulings, it's really, you know, they've returned the power to the states. You know, when they passed Roe v. Wade, for instance, 40 states had severe restrictions on abortion. Had it gone through the Congress, it would have been a much less contentious situation. And that's kind of the whole point. If our representatives can't agree to change or to crack down on something, then it shouldn't happen. For instance, if we in next administration have an expert at the head of EPA who says we need to go to nuclear power so we can get rid of our nearly 70% of our energy that is produced by filthy coal, which all of us agree here we want to get rid of. Mm-hmm. But it wouldn't be right for Ken Jamie to be put in charge of that agency and say, hey, we're just going to change it for everybody. You see how that, and, you know, on the other thing, the moral thing, it's like, hey, to a lot of people, it is murder. But anyway, I did once say on nuclear power, we want to put them by the hydroelectric plants. And the reason is because everything has failures. And it's a meltdown. And the solution is you can, like anybody who's ever worked around a computer mainframe, you always have a way to go to what we call city water. Can't use your free on, you can't let that millions of dollar computer melt down. And it's the same thing. It's about you have a pipe that you hopefully never use to keep that thing from failing. And at worst case scenario, that is also how we would take care of the next level disaster, if it ever happened, is more water. Uh-huh. We have to generate this power. I wouldn't mind an electric car. I just don't want it running on coal, because every ton of coal has so much plutonium, uranium.
Exactly. Yeah.
Pollution like you and I hate. Uh-huh. Anyway, I called a little earlier so we could talk if you want to.
I read a really interesting article the other day. It was in the Seattle Times, actually, about a startup here in Western Washington, I think in the Seattle area, that thinks they they're working toward the technology to actually harness fusion, a fusion reaction, a fusion reactor.
Close, but we've been so close for 10 years. We have to, we also have to be realistic. You know, it's like, hey, if we could make solar and everything clean and work it tomorrow, pencil out, I'm there.
Okay.
The fire project and stuff. Oh, if we can get nuclear fusion, then that is the greatest thing, because all of our supposed nuclear waste is now fuel for that fusion
thing.
And that's how we get rid of it. Right on. Gosh, right now, friend, it hates me, but I love her. Why don't you go to her? Because I'm sure you have other people.
All right, Ken.
Thank you, sir. It's a great show.
Thanks, Ken. Appreciate it. Let's go to Francis up there on the Southern Gulf Islands. Hi, Francis.
Hi. Well, I guess I have to answer that one.
That's right.
Just ask him if he'd rather have a coal truck turn over in his yard or a nuclear accident.
Well, yeah,
that's my case.
Okay.
And the plutonium and the stuff that's coming out of the coal is magnified in that. So I would say get rid of both of them. But now on to my own subject here. I was so glad to hear you say, regarding the abortion thing, that the man is unconsidered. And I think that that's what the Supreme Court determined there, because Mr. Wade was the one who wanted the baby. He wanted to assume full support, full control. You know, he wanted that. And, excuse me, my dog Rocks, quit barking. I know for sure, that child is not simply a product of the mother. I have Rh negative blood. One out of my five children shows that blood type, and the others have positive, which could complicate their existence and mine, because if you're negative and you carry a positive fetus, it can recognize the mother as a foreign object and start putting out
antibodies
that kill it. So it's not just a woman. And I'm so glad to hear you bring that up.
Your dog is awesome. What's your dog's name?
Roxy.
Roxy. We had a dog, Roxy.
She's a chihuahua, and she thinks she's a great name.
Sounds
Roxy,
like it.
She's
like, get off the phone, Mom.
I'm getting famous.
Exactly. Thanks, Francis. Yeah. I appreciate your call.
Thank you very much. Keep it in mind.
Okay, I will. And this is just because I have the ability here. I have a computer in front of me, and I can do a quick search because we say this Roe v. Wade all the time, and I just wanted to confirm who Wade was, who that referred to, and that was Henry Wade, was the district attorney in Dallas County, Texas, at the time the lawsuit was filed. Died in 2001 at the age of 86. Henry Wade was not the biological father involved in the abortion case there, Roe v. Wade, but he was the district attorney in Dallas County, Texas, where the lawsuit was brought. We'll take a quick break, but back with more, including your calls here on KGMI Connects.
Hi, I'm Lorraine from Lorraine's Window Coverings. We offer our clients the best of both worlds, a store full of the latest affordable Graber products, including remote control options. And then we come to you with just the right samples, and our professional installers do the rest. We're a family-owned and operated business that's been serving our community for over 25 years. We always strive to go above and beyond to make sure our customers are as happy as this recent reviewer.
We had a wonderful experience. Our consultant came to our house, took measurements, and made recommendations based on our needs. Once approved, we were given a timeline, which was spot on. Installation was scheduled, and the installers arrived on time and worked efficiently. The price was reasonable, and the outcome was even better than we expected.
Need window treatments? Check out Lorraine's Window Coverings online, and then just call
738-8175. Call Lorraine for your new line.
Lorraine's Window Coverings in Bakerview Square.
It's that time of year again. The strawberries are ripe and ready to take home from Box Berry Farm. Make your plans now to stop by and pick up a flat of the area's freshest, sweetest strawberries, or pick them yourself at Box Berry Farm on Northwest Road, just 2 miles north of the Smith Road soccer fields. Enjoy the fresh air, the open fields, and don't forget to bring the whole family. There's plenty of parking, a great playground for the kids, and don't forget the best strawberries in the county. While you're there, check out the fresh shortcake and ice cream in the Shortcake Shack. Good. Box also has a great selection of beautiful fresh flower bouquets available to decorate your home or office. The strawberries are in at Box Berry Farm, in the store or you pick in the field. What are you waiting for? Open Monday through Saturday 9 to 6 and Sundays 10 to 4. For more information, call 380-2699 or find them online at boxberryfarm.com. That's Box with two X's, berryfarm.com. Box Berry Farm on Northwest, just 2 miles north of Smith Road.
Staying connected with your community each Saturday at noon with KGMI's Community Connection as local business leaders share their expert advice. Sponsored by
Angel of the Winds Casino, Lighthouse Mission Ministries, Solstice Senior Living, and Vibrant USA.
Community Connection, Saturdays at noon on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com.
It's bad. What do you think their motive is, Chris? What do they want?
We're a petri dish. I firmly believe that they look at us as nothing like we look at dolphins and whales. We tag them and we send them back out.
The UFOs, ghosts, and other paranormal phenomena.
They're researching us, so we better start researching them more seriously than what we are right now.
And we could be their creation.
We could.
Coast to Coast is back on KGMI every night. 10 o'clock and beyond.
We're taking your calls live on KGMI Connects, 360-676-5464.
So I just dug up this article from the Seattle Times about fusion. Zap Energy is a fusion energy startup working on a low-cost path to producing electricity commercially. They say they've taken an important step toward testing a system they believe will eventually produce more electricity than it consumes. So fusion is basically what fuels the sun. It's a self-refueling, I guess, for lack of a better term. I'm not a nuclear scientist, but
And fission is what our reactors do now. They how they function is the process where they basically split atoms, and that creates the energy that creates the heat that then powers steam turbines and that sort of thing, or whatever substance then is used to generate the spin the turbines to generate the electricity. But then this idea would be a self-perpetuating, I guess is the term I'm trying to think of, self-perpetuating reaction that would keep this going and going and going and not require continual feeding of fuel, and it wouldn't spit out spent nuclear fuel and create nuclear waste that we don't know what to do with, obviously, still. And just set it aside, leave it sitting there. And I guess, as our caller Ken said, then much of that nuclear waste could then be used actually in these a reactor like this. But others say, well, maybe they're not so close to this. It seems it is a pipe dream. Maybe not a pipe dream. Maybe it is just a dream and one that will be become reality in the not-too-distant future. That would be, I think, would be good. As long as it's obviously controlled, because once any kind of a nuclear situation gets out of control, it gets really ugly, as Francis talked about. You know, I mean, what would you rather have tip over in your front yard, a load of coal or a load of nuclear fuel? And what we're seeing in Japan, just look at the fallout, what happened with the Fukushima reactor and the ongoing mess that created. And no easy answers and no guarantee that technology will get us out of the situations we get ourselves into as a species. Thanks for your calls, great ideas and great thoughts this Thursday. Once again, we'll be back tomorrow here on KGMI Connects.